from Washington, this is VOA News. A second day of violence in Iraq kills 15. Ukraine remains in ready stance for a potential Russian movement. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Attacks in Iraq killed about 15 people Saturday in new rounds of violence just days before the country's parliamentary elections. Officials say at least six people died in two separate attacks in the capital, Baghdad, while violence elsewhere killed nearly 10 people. That violence happened today after at least 33 people were killed in bombings at a campaign rally for a Shiite political organization. Friday's blasts struck as some 10,000 people gathered for a rally at a sports stadium in eastern Baghdad. An al-Qaeda breakaway group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said it carried out the bombings to avenge the killing of Sunnis by Shiite militias. Ukraine's prime minister says Russian military aircraft have repeatedly crossed into Ukraine's airspace in what he called Russian aggression designed to undermine global security. Arseniy Yatsenyuk, in Rome during a trip to Italy that included talks with Pope Francis, told reporters Saturday that Russian forces had violated Ukrainian airspace seven times overnight. On Friday, U.S. military officials also said Russian aircraft had flown into Ukrainian airspace, a charge Russia denies. VOA correspondent Brian Padden in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk says anti-American sentiment appears to be on the rise among pro-Russian separatists. Padden reports an angry mob confronted him as he tried to cover a rally in front of an occupied building.
As we were walking away, the crowd just got more angry and started following us. And one guy tried to grab my colleague's camera. I tried to stop him. Then he grabbed me, and another guy came with a baton. But before anything could really deteriorate into a real scuffle, the police kind of came between all of us and pulled us out, and we just kept walking. But they followed us for a good 20 meters, yelling, continuing to yell us to get out, to go home.
Saturday, President Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to visit Malaysia in nearly half a century. Mr. Obama arrived in Kuala Lumpur, the third stop on an Asian tour aimed at reassuring allies in the region. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is traveling with the president. He has a report.
With a red carpet and an elaborate honor guard at a ceremony in central Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia's King Sultan Abdul Halim and Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak welcomed Mr. Obama on this two-day visit aimed at strengthening already robust trade and security ties. Malaysia is predominantly Muslim, and the National Mosque is on the president's itinerary as a gesture of goodwill. He comes to Malaysia as the country remains preoccupied with last month's mysterious disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 with 239 people aboard. At a state dinner Saturday, the Malaysian monarch thanked Mr. Obama for U.S. cooperation in the ongoing search for the missing plane. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.
More on these stories at voanews.com. It appears that no candidate won a majority in Afghanistan's April 5th election, so there will probably be a second round runoff vote between Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The election winner will replace President Hamid Karzai, who has been leading Afghanistan since late 2001. Constitutional limits keep him from running again. Relations between President Karzai and the Obama administration are strained because Mr. Karzai refuses to sign a bilateral security agreement that would allow a small force of American soldiers to remain in Afghanistan after 2014 to continue training Afghan forces to fight the Taliban. Both Abdullah and Ghani have promised a fresh start with the United States and vowed to conclude the security deal. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The runoff should be held within 15 days of final results due on May 14th. NATO and British officials say five international troops have been killed in a British military helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. The U.S.-led NATO coalition did not provide details on Saturday's crash, saying the accident is under investigation. And a permanent museum to remember the Tiananmen crackdown of 1989 officially opened in Hong Kong Saturday. The exhibition is the world's first museum dedicated to the brutal crackdown ordered by the Chinese leadership 25 years ago. The museum takes up less than 75 square meters on the fifth floor of an office building in the Tsim Sha Tsui tourist district. More details on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.